Like this.
Echo. Okay. Doing it so it sounds like it's an echo chamber. I gesticulated Sartre's being and nothingness to reason, while I had man's self-destructiveness on call waiting, after dropping language on the floor, only to pick it up again before the 5-second rule timed out. I found doubt, draped in despondent passivity, while I went from thought's garment district storefront, searching for the cloak of legend with which to adorn myself. It was there that I saw language strapping itself to the abdomen of meaning, like a suicide bomber, beseeching me not to take a step further. It was that meaning-laden day that I wore my red hunting hat to be a walking illusion and drank tea with my was-suicidal homosexual genius friend. Meaning met reality, and reality sagged space-time with being. The solipsism of my youth, the questioning existentialism of my young adolescence surrendered to my adult thoughts of quantum logic and the relativity of reason.
Like this.
I sat on top of metaphor and argued with intellect in the drapery of poetry's shadow. Reason prozacked my thoughts and its contradictions and reminded me of that Hindu belief that opposing theories are aspects of one eternal truth. Or as Heraclitus said, in the tension of opposites, all things have their meaning. And that would ultimately champion my one thought above the ancients, the classicists, the modernists, the rural French postmodernists, in the modernist setting of posts in rural France, was F. Scott Fitzgerald's "The test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in the mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function." I reclined in my conquest of Western thought and wondered, how the
censored
for explain this to anyone? When, after I broke down the logic for my was-suicidal homosexual genius friend, he passed his hand over his head, indicating my thought's merit but lofty incomprehensibility. I awed at intellect, beholding this chunk of thought suspended in the lattice of language, wondering how this is what transcends thought. In awe I stood, and in awe I retained the ability to function.